fourth one. Sell me the show! With UK Debt Experts, the team you can trust when debt is no laughing matter. May not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Right, time for Sell Me the Show for today. Every day we get a different act in from the Fringe to tell us about the show, and we give them like 30 seconds to sell it to us. Chloe Petz is a stand-up comedian. All right, Chloe?
Hi.
Hey, welcome back to Edinburgh. This is you were here last year. You came to see us last year, didn't you?
I did, yes. I think I've been in the last couple of years. It's always a pleasure to join you.
Yeah, but you've been coming to the Fringe since you were 18.
Yes.
And you're now, what, 21?
Yeah. So third hour in 3 years. I started coming when I was 18 and I did plays at uni. We did really bad plays. And we were just talking before we started broadcasting about whether it gets annoying for locals. And I think when I was at university, we were 100% the annoying people, sort of swanning around the Royal Mile pretending to be in character, handing out flyers.
Well, that's the thing, Joe, isn't it, about living in Edinburgh all the time, is that we're very happy that people come here in August and spend their money. But it can be a little bit annoying when you're trying to go about your daily business. You're just trying to get to Tesco's and you can't get anywhere in the roads because everybody's handing out flyers and stuff.
We have a kind of love-hate relationship with the festival, I think. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And when it's finished, we miss it.
Artists are objectively the worst people as well, so I can totally understand why you would have the hate bit. But the love bit I get as well. And it was like, was it 2 years ago when it was the bin strikes and there's bin strikes again?
Oh. Well, possibly.
I found it like, it was quite atmospheric in terms of like, it felt like the beginning of a Batman movie. And because we'd all come back after COVID and we were like, let's change the Fringe, let's make it more inclusive, you know, let's make it less reliant on reviewers and awards and stuff. So it felt like this sort of like dawning sea of change, you know, that Batman was going to
like
turn
Gotham. That's an idea to publicise your show. Just get one of those big lights that shines up into the sky.
Oh,
with
yes.
It, with your face on it. Yeah.
That's actually such a good idea.
That is a great idea.
Pets man.
Now, what kind of stuff are you talking about this year then, Chloe? What's on the agenda? I know you're a big football fan. I saw a video on YouTube of you training with the Crystal Palace team.
Yeah, the ladies team.
That was amazing.
It was really cool, yeah.
Yeah, so you did that for Sky Sports, didn't you?
Did it for Sky Sports, yeah. And that was a good day, actually, because when I play football, it's like I'm running through treacle, and I sort of... But with penalties, I can just whack it. I've got a powerful leg.
Oh, right.
But Sky Sports is very relevant to my show, so my show is actually about... a number of trolls that I acquired whilst I was doing that show on Sky Sports News, and sort of my relationship to the trolls and how it made me feel. And it's always difficult sort of pitching the show in that way because that sounds very sort of grandiose and serious and nasty.
Yeah.
But when I write my shows, I'm always thinking funny first. So if it's not funny, it doesn't go in the show. And honestly, trolls can be creative, and some of the stuff they said made me laugh a lot.
I mean, football fan trolls are probably going to be amongst the worst, I would have thought, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're awful people.
Because they're very tribal.
Very tribal, very entitled, and sometimes often quite stupid, and that can be frustrating.
Are Palace your team?
Palace are my team.
Yeah, so every other London team is instantly going to hate you, right?
Well, are they? Because we're quite innocuous.
Yeah, actually, as soon as I said that out loud, I thought, no, if it'd been Spurs or Arsenal or Chelsea, then yeah, but maybe not so much.
I don't think we're good enough to hate. You know? we're pitiable.
Right, listen, we're going to give you 30 seconds to sell us your show, and here's how it works. So, we are going to give you 30 seconds on the clock, and you are not allowed to say the following words, Chloe Petz. Those words are tickets, show, or palace. You're not allowed to say any of those three words. You've got 30 seconds and your time starts now.
I created a piece of work about the trolls that I received when I was doing a sports programme on Sky Sports News. It's funny, enjoyable, and probably the best thing I've written, and I'm really excited to perform it, and I would love to share it with as many people as possible. And I try and sort of create a live atmosphere every night, so you'll always be seeing something unique, and I will hold your hand and kiss you directly on the lips if you want that. Tickets.
You only had about 3 seconds left, but we'll take that. Chloe Petz is on at the Pleasance Courtyard every day until the 25th. What time's the show on, Chloe?
7 p.m. It's going to be fun. I would love to see
you. You can see tickets and show that now. You can see that now. That's all fine.
Get tickets via the Edinburgh website or chloepetz.org.